Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today you are in for a very special treat. We have two visitors all the way from Kenya, East Central Africa, who are my brothers in the Lord, my co-workers. They're missionaries with Child Evangelism Fellowship, and they serve in Kenya and East Central Africa. So we're so glad that they are here. We have Peter Kalungu, who is a very big man. He is the National Director for all of CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship of Kenya. And also we have Edwin Juma, who is also a very big man, who also is the Director of Education, who oversees all the teacher training ministry in CEF of Kenya. So Peter, Edwin, so glad that you can be here today.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad that we can come here as well.
And this is not your first time, because we were in here before 3 years ago. So you came here to the United States. And so some people may be wondering, what is it about Peoria, what is it about Illinois that would attract visitors all the way from Kenya? So what is it about Illinois that you wanted to come all the way over here?
Well, for me, we are here so that we can continue to cement the partnership which started way back in 2011 between the CEF of Kenya and the CEF of Illinois. When you, Katrina, visited Kenya, and therefore we started that partnership in ministry, and then we reciprocated by coming back here in 2014, and we needed to cement that.
Amen. It's what I call missions in reverse. So sometimes we go over there, mm-hmm. and then you come over here.
Yeah, indeed. And one of the other reasons why we came to the United States is because of an international conference that was happening in North Carolina, which happens after every 3 years. So after coming over, you also not just want to come to the conference and just go back. If you have some relationships that had started, you want to continue to visit and follow up, so that, as Peter has said, that relationship is cemented and will be beneficial to the kingdom of God as well.
That is awesome. We're so glad that you came to bring greetings to us here in Illinois. And like you said, Edwin, you know, this is a big year. This is not every 3 years there's an international conference, and then another year there is a national conference for USA. But like you said, every 3 years there's an international, because CEF is not just a local thing. Mm-hmm. It's not just here in Illinois. It's not just here in the United States. It is around the world. But this year, it's a very special year for Child Evangelism Fellowship. So would you like to tell our listening audience what is so special about this year?
This year indeed was a very special year, because Child Evangelism Fellowship is celebrating its 80th birthday since it was incepted or started right here in the U.S. And so it was a big celebration to just see what God has done for all the past years.
And there was a lot of people at the conference, wasn't there?
Of course. And for me personally, I benefited from the conference this year by the learning that went on during the period that through the selected speakers, and they were talking about spiritual matters, which were very important for me, and I gained a lot. Number two, I was encouraged by seeing those CEF workers who had been retired, and they came here because of the celebration, and that encouraged me to sort of think that if some people worked long time ago and now they have handed over to some other people, that it's a good transition from one generation to another one.
Mm-hmm. That was an amazing sight, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, indeed, sometimes I serve in Kenya and feel like I've served so many years, and like, is it time maybe to do something different?
No.
And I'm like, seeing people who have served 40 years plus coming, and some of them, in fact, have not retired. They're still serving the Lord in different parts of this country.
Retirement is like, not in the Bible.
Yeah, and I'm like, I still need a long way to go, you know. So, yeah, it was an encouragement to see
that. The top of your hair is not even gray yet, Edwin. So you have a very long way. No, Peter? Okay.
Yes.
But, you know, we could and a lot of those who have served 40-plus years at the conference, even though they may have retired officially from working, but their heart is still in the ministry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're still serving the Lord. They're still teaching Good News Clubs. They're still helping with teacher trainings. I just ran into one of them, and she's was a former state director and a teacher training person from the served around the world. And she is still doing CEF, mm-hmm. and she is way beyond retirement, but she is still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
But there's over 1,500 people, the biggest, as far as I know, the biggest international conference that we've had. And by the way, this was in North Carolina,
true.
And just outside of Asheville and Ridgecrest. And it was held at the Lifeway Conference Center. Over 1,500 people from over 108 countries represented around the world. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing to me. I think one of the most moving part of the conference was on the second to last evening when they had the parade of flag ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And just think back in your mind, what all happened. I mean, it was just it's astounding. I mean, it must have taken over 30, 40 minutes for our president to announce one by one the nations that CEF is now serving in. And what's even more amazing is just 80 years ago in 1937, this ministry was launched from here in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a special connection here for our 80th anniversary from our state.
Yeah.
And so it was launched actually from Chicago, Illinois, where Mr. Overholtzer, Reverend Jesse Overholtzer, started the ministry. And now look, 80 years later, and all those countries, one by one, came down the aisle carrying the flag. If possible, it was carried by a national mm-hmm. worker from the country.
Yes.
And then at the end, you saw all those flags up there. I mean, that just really was, this is only God could do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, and that's why I think the theme was always glory to God and just mm-hmm. giving honor and glory
and
to God.
Rejoicing.
Rejoicing in what he has done, because indeed, no human being can do it
right.
except God.
It's not look at us. It's not look at CEF. Look how great we are. It's all rejoicing because of what the Lord has done.
Yeah. Actually, I was very much encouraged by hearing and seeing the effectiveness of the ministry of CEF in terms of spreading all out to other parts of the world.
Yes, and one of the things that really stood out to me is when our president, Reese Kaufman, he was sharing some numbers from last year's ministry reports, and it just was amazing to me. I just want to share this with our listening audience, is that he shared that we now have over 3,000, almost 500 paid staff workers, 3,500 paid staff workers around the world, and that of those paid staff workers, that 96% of them are national missionaries. In other words, it's not expatriates, from the United States or something that are leading the ministries in those countries. It's nationals. It's like you, Peter, you are the national director for CEF of Kenya, and you're from Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And Edwin, same for you, for the director of education. So 96%. That's incredible. And then he shared this number, which is huge. Over 398,000 teachers trained, taking CEF training classes around the world just last year. This isn't like in 80 years' time. This is just last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then also another big number, almost 75,000 Good News Clubs, Bible clubs for children. And these aren't just one-time Good News Clubs. These are weekly Good News Clubs. So mm-hmm. if you think about it, there are over 75,000 weekly Bible clubs going around the world throughout the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just amazing to me. And then the other one is, far as I know, the largest number that CEF has ever reached, 20.4 million children reached last year. And then our president, remember, he broke that down, remember, because he mm-hmm. was saying, well, that's kind of hard to wrap your mind around.
Yeah.
And then he was saying, that's if you break that down, that's almost 55,000 children reached per day.
Mm-hmm.
And then breaking that down even further, over 2,300 children reached per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you really break it down, that's 39 children every minute. Every minute of it goes around the clock. Another 39 children heard the gospel. Another 39 children heard the gospel every minute of every day. And that's why our theme for CEF is every child, every nation, every day.
And
we do not know what God has in store, but really the best number of all is of those 20.4 million children reached, is that about 8 million of those 20 million made a profession of faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And that's what this ministry is all about.
Yes.
It's exciting to see what the Lord indeed is doing around the world.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, we're just so glad that you came, and we're so glad that the conference, was it a blessing to you?
Indeed, it was a great blessing to me. Just every time I come, at least I'm able to pick something that just rejuvenates me and gives me new strength to go back into the ministry and do a lot more than what I was doing. One of the things that, you know, as Peter had said earlier on, the theme was about rejoicing in what the Lord has done. They're talking about rejoicing even in your suffering. And they're saying for you to rejoice in your suffering, you have to have the big picture of what is to come. And therefore, when you have the perspective of what heaven is going to be like, no matter what you face, you'll want to know that what I'm doing now is just for a while, but I'm looking forward for the best that is yet to come. And therefore, you know, that gives me just a new perspective, because sometimes you are in the ministry and you face a lot of challenges, a lot of discouragements, a lot of issues. And so I think I'm going back really with new strength, a new, you know, vision, and, you know, just want to go and do more for the Lord. So it was a blessing.
Isn't it amazing? You think that a lot of times we get so wrapped up in the problems that we have, in the daily pressures of the ministry. And Peter, I know that you feel that. You know, you and I were talking in the car last evening when we were driving back from our church presentation that we had, and there's so much pressures and leadership, and they're real. They are real. But at the same time, our brothers and sisters around the world who are also working with CEF, they have so many other pressures that with politically and different things, and they're happening, persecution, their country. And, you know, we can't really talk about that on the radio, but it's just amazing what God has been doing. So, but I just want to just, since you've been here to Illinois, so what have you been doing since you've been here? Just a short time that you're going to be visiting. Have you guys been just sitting back and just resting, or what have you been doing?
Yes, I was happy yesterday to have a moment in taking the gospel of Christ to a school where we participated in a school and shared the experiences in child evangelism fellowship, and even for the kids to understand that it is not only a local thing within here in Puria, but also in Africa, the child evangelism fellowship, we take the gospel of Christ to the children like them.
Well, I know the children were very glad to see you at the school the other day. And also we went to some churches, and we have some more that are coming up. But we know we have just barely scratched the surface of things that we need to talk about. So we're going to have to hold you over, because we want to invite you to come back for our program next week. So we are going to continue our conversation. So thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. And we hope you do join us again next week at the same time to listen to a special interview continued with Mr. Peter Kalungu, the National Director of CEF of Kenya, and Edwin Juma, who's the Director of Education for CEF of Kenya. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the Radio Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699. Or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Every child in every neighborhood needs to hear of Jesus and the message of salvation, and Child Evangelism Fellowship has a summer outreach program just for you. 5-day clubs are held for 5 consecutive days for 90 minutes a day. It includes dynamic Bible lessons, creative learning activities, meaningful songs, and life-changing scripture memorization. If you have a burden to reach lost boys and girls in your neighborhood, call Child Evangelism Fellowship at 688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com.